according to the Department of Transportation, it's not illegal to oversell a flight. Airlines have been doing this for years.
Joanne Verboom with Gagnon Travel says the fallout from what she calls the United Airlines fiasco continues. The airline is making changes. She says Congress is also looking at whether new rules need to be implemented and more. But she also says at least one airline has just made a move in an effort to ensure they don't have any problems with oversold flights.
One of the great things that has happened since the United fiasco is that one of the other airlines, Delta, has stepped up and authorized their staff to offer up to $9,950 for someone to take a bump. That's not to say everyone's going to receive almost $10,000 to take a bump, but at least Delta has authorized their employees to do that.
Verboom says statistically, per the Department of Transportation, airlines bump a lot of passengers.
For the year 2016, there were over 475,000 passengers that were bumped from flights. It's a lot of people, but it's not uncommon.
Verboom says there are some tricks of the trade you should be aware of when it comes to getting voluntarily bumped, meaning use your negotiating skills.
It's not just airline vouchers that you need to negotiate for. Some of the airlines, such as Delta, are offering gift cards, such as American Express gift cards. But you can also ask for a hotel stay if the flight that they're going to rebook you on isn't until the next day. But you need to negotiate these things.
Verboom also advises going to the website travelsense.org for information on your rights on oversold flights. She adds one way to keep from getting bumped involuntarily is to be checked in on time and to have an advance seat assignment. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.